5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hollering, farming rides, traveling light, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs, fields and plains, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on, been riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on, and everywhere goes she's been and gone. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine, Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind, so fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been through Maine, through Tennessee, Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on, long-legged girl with the short dress on.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
That was an unknown take of Long-Legged Girl with the Short Dress On.
Was it now?
But it's an alternate take. You know what that means, baby.
Oh, yeah. Alternate show.
Absolutely. Alternate show 2025. Here we go.
Of many hits.
Yeah. You're going to have the big hits today. You're going to have a lot of the big ones, and you're going to have a lot of the little quiet ones, and you're going to have just all kinds of Elvis alternate takes. Let's put it that way.
All right. Nice.
Everybody will be happy. Today.
All genres,
yes,
I hope. Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, you're the master.
We share different people's takes on their favorite or think what they think is the best Elvis covers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ultimateclassicrock.com, they put out what they feel are the best covers of Elvis songs. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
And I got a few things. One thing I want to get off my chest I'm going to talk about today.
Okay.
Yeah, it involves about a preacher. That's all I'll
say. Oh, no.
Again.
Every now and then we have to talk about
continues.
This,
continues. Yeah, it's just getting worse. It's getting worse. And he's on a tour right now. But
oh,
I'll get
my
to that
gosh.
Later.
You got to be kidding me.
I'll get to that later.
Oh,
also, you and I were driving around the other day, and we were just talking about different things. And we talked about two fellas that portrayed Elvis on film.
We did, yes.
Yeah.
And we were debating who was the best.
Yeah,
and we had difference of opinions.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, you are the brains of this here organization.
Not really.
Folks. You're going to share some stories about a Willie Nelson Elvis connection. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's nice, yep.
And being that it's an alternate take show, there are a couple. Well, one is technically not really a alternate take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different take on a particular song.
Right,
You're going to share that because it was somewhat controversial.
It was, yeah, for the time,
yes.
Anyway.
And then when you talk about Willie, well, there's a particular song that Willie, you know, had something to do with.
Yeah,
and we're going to play that.
He'd written it earlier.
Yeah.
Yep, and Elvis brought it back to life.
What song is that, folks? Well, you got to stay tuned to Blue Suede Connection to find all that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a good show with all kinds of great music, all by one particular fella, the guy we all know and love. So let's get things started off with take number 10 of the U.S. Mail. You ready, baby?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, here we go. It's 10. There we go.
Now I'm a U.S. Mail because I was born in a Mississippi town on a Sunday morning. Now, Mississippi just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a fact, buddy, and you know it well, so I just call myself the U.S. Mail. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail, and you kind of upsetting this U.S. mail. You touch her once with your greasy hands, I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought on sale, that makes her the property of this U.S. mail. You better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it's gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Mail is on his toes. So quit watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eyes. Now I catch you round my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kinda flattened out, so you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. mail. Better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail is mad, he's gonna do you in. So you know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Tell me, good boy. Oh, yeah. I'm sucking them in. Let me tell you something, son. Play about as cool as you want to be.
Welcome to the party. The Blue Suede Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
As I look at the letters, oh, that you wrote to me. Well, it's you I'm thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With and remember.
So that was Smoking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That
yeah.
was take number three of Faded Love here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got to get it off my chest, babe.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Got to talk about this.
Here we go. Brace
because
yourself.
It's driving me crazy. All right, folks. I don't like to talk negative or bad about anybody.
I know. We normally don't.
I don't.
Be
but,
nice.
But I got to defend our guy.
Mm.
All right. For those of you out there, I don't know who you are, and I feel sorry for you.
Oh,
that
here we
you
go.
Think that this nice, wonderful preacher is Elvis. Bob Joyce is not Elvis Presley. Number one, he doesn't even sound like him. He tries to.
Yeah.
And he picks all the songs, like the gospel songs that Elvis sang, like How Great Thou Art and all the traditional old ones that Elvis loved. He makes a point to sing those songs often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bob Joyce has never fully denied that he's Elvis.
But he hasn't said he was Elvis either.
No. But he plays on that.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Right. I'm sorry, but if you have the IQ above a pineapple, you know that Bob Joyce is not Elvis. I'm just going to be bluntly honest about it. Okay, he's never fully denied that he's Elvis. When asked one time, Bob Joyce said, I've never been anybody but Bob Joyce.
Yeah, right.
He did not
yeah.
say, no, I'm not Elvis.
I know, right.
Now he's on a tour.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Now he's on a tour selling and hawking his CD and his Christmas CD. Oh, and he's been doing these interviews.
Oh, yes. With who?
Yes.
With
I don't know. It's on his page or one of those pages. So I saw one the other day where he's sitting there being all casual and trying to be cool. And the lady asked him his influences, what got him into music.
Okay.
Now, we know Elvis's musical influences was gospel music and rhythm and blues and, you know, and all that
country,
stuff.
Country,
Guess what Bob Joyce's influences were?
The same?
Oh, black rhythm and blues and the church meetings and the church tent meetings, the gospel, and, of course, the country music and the grand old opera and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, he's playing this to the T.
It does appear that that's what he's doing.
It's allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
I know you want to say allegedly again.
Allegedly.
But for those of you listening, my friends, believe me, Bob Joyce is not
Elvis
Presley.
Let's just... the obvious. He's not old enough.
No.
I mean,
he's
that
not.
Really should just end it right there.
Right, right.
He would need to be 90 years old.
Yes.
And he is not. So, you know, he's oh, I don't know how old he is, but he's way younger than 90.
Right, right. All right, I got it off my chest. Now I feel better. Now we'll get back
to the
show. You
feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Phew. Okay, here we go. Take 1-6.
I look at you and wham, I'm head over heels. I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad and yet I'm feeling so well. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell, one crazy kiss and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cake of ice. You stayed along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning. I swell, I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning. I swell, I slipped, I stumbled, I fell.
I slipped,
I stumbled, I fell. I will spend my whole life through loving you.
winter, summer, springtime too. Loving you, loving you, makes no difference where I go or what I do. You know that I've always been loving you, just you. With someone new, don't be blue, don't be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There is only one for me, and you.
You know, you can actually hear all the lyrics better in that than you can the original song that we know.
Right, yeah.
Because sometimes I try to listen to the original. I'm like, what did he say there? Ooh, I think I caught that.
Right.
But in that, I caught everything he said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed
so
that
I
or
wonder,
not.
Yeah, but I wonder why they pick one and not the other. Maybe musically
know.
It's...
Probably. Something in there they like better or he liked better. All right, it's Alternate Takes Show, everybody. And we got so many great things coming up. So many great alternate takes. All happening right here, right now on Say With Me Baby,
Blue Suede Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil in disguise.
Hit that one note?
Yeah, I did.
And I guess the professional in him said, I'm going to finish the song anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to release this one because I laughed.
That's not the one we're going to do. Yeah.
Some differences there, but not a whole lot different.
Exactly.
It's fun doing these alternate shows because it is fun to pick out those little differences, you know, and some of them, there's not a whole lot, and some are totally different. That Loving You was definitely different. We played a little earlier there.
Right.
I think that was the recording version of, you know, in the movie Loving You, they're having a picnic, I think, and they're outside and he's got the guitar there and just sort of starts singing it. And I think that's where that one came from, that particular take. That's what that was for.
Right, right.
If that makes sense. There's about 100 million different versions of Loving You, and we've played them all.
We have. We've been making our way through them. But Elvis was known to do like 38 takes
or
something.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially in the early years. I don't know if he did that all the way in the end.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, he did. He never changed.
He's so picky.
All right. There is one particular song that you're going to talk about right now. And this is an alternate take show. Now, the song we're going to play pertaining to what you're talking about is not necessarily an alternate take.
Right.
It's a different take on the song.
This particular one,
So with that being said, lay it on us, Daddy.
So let me ask you, did you know that the Boston Catholic Diocese banned the Everly Brothers from local radio because of a song about a young couple falling asleep in a movie theater and missing their curfew?
Wake up, little Susie.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
But a year later, well, actually a few years later, Don Everly wrote another song, which to this day he calls a harmless little ditty.
Okay.
But Phil Everly also called it an innocent little song. But to be fair, society was far more conservative back then. So when they wrote One Night of Sin,
right,
and they wanted Elvis to do it, the Presley needed to tiptoe around a few lines because the sexual content was just too much for the 1957.
Interesting.
But during January of 1957 studio sessions at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, Elvis did give the song several takes, but Colonel was there, RCA heads were there, everybody was watching because they wanted to know what was going to happen with this One Night of Sin. When they laid down the tracks, they were like, oh, no, 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 no. We cannot do this. This isn't going to happen.
Right.
We're going to, the Catholic Church is going to be just like, wake up, little Susie. And next thing you know, we're going to be off the air and all this stuff. Elvis really pushed hard for the song.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to do it. And the band felt really good about the song itself one night when they kind of rewrote some of the lyrics because it felt like Elvis in his early years.
Right.
You know, Elvis was, his music was starting to shift in 57 because of the movies.
Yeah.
But I think the band and Elvis himself felt like this is really us. Like they would have done it in 54
and
55. So he really pushed for it and they did finally get to release it. Now they were thinking about releasing it for Loving You, actually. But the label ultimately decided to release the song as a standalone single on October 21st, 1958. It was a chart-topping hit in the UK and Ireland. The song performed relatively well in the US, peaking at number 4 on Billboard pop charts. A version of the song with its original lyrics really didn't come out till 1983's Elvis, a Legendary Performer, Volume 4.
Well, that's what we're going to play.
So we didn't hear it till 83,
So we all know One Night With You.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the one it was supposed to be.
One night of
Yogi.
I made my Blue Suede connection. That makes me smarter than the average bear. Don't you?
little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
I like this song.
I love that song, yeah.
I like that alternate version.
I love that song all the way to the end, yeah.
Yeah, that's take number six of Little Sister.
Mm, nice.
Classic staple 60s rocker right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not love it, baby. And if you do love it, we would love to hear from you, TL. Tell them all how to get in touch with us, how to find us, where to learn more about us, where to check out videos,
well,
all that good stuff.
You know, as we're sitting here doing the show, I'm on our Facebook page right now, so you can come over there. If you don't know the page, just type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar. It'll come right up. There's a lot of activity going on over there. And people do message us and ask questions and, you know, and we converse, which I'm catching up on right now. Another way is our phone number, which is 540-227-0514. Now, for that, it has a really, really long ring. Like, it'll ring literally eight times before it picks up.
Right.
I don't know why. I can't seem to change it. But, yeah, you can leave your thoughts about Elvis, your thoughts about the show, leave a song request. We do every now and then play them on the show. I'm sure you've heard many different voices. And sometimes we do a all-listener request show. We will even pull from those calls.
Yes.
So, you know, so many ways.
There
so many
you
ways.
Go. It's
YouTube.
That
Come
easy.
On over to YouTube.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk a little bit more about YouTube in a little bit when we get into our little conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, let's get back into it. Here's alternate take number three, If You Don't Come Back.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Got that out of my system. I didn't tell you, I go crazy at 4 o'clock. You people have never seen me. They put me in a straitjacket.
Okay. Okay.
Carl, 60.
1, 2, 3.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Sway Connection coming right back after this. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if He sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving along. Keep moving, moving along.
Here we go. We're still rolling. This is the 5.
LWB0105, take one.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was, such a night. The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was.
It was a kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce
and I'm filled with desire.
Well, I gave my heart to her.
What a night it was, it really was such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone.
But I'll never forget you, that kiss in the moonlight.
Ooh, such a kiss, ooh, such a night.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it really was such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love.
But I'll never forget her kiss in the moonlight.
How will I remember? I'll always remember.
Oh, that night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. I had to fall in love. Well, she's gone, yet she's gone.
Came the dawn, and the night was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, ooh, such a night.
Alternate take number one, Such a Night, here on Blue Suede Connection. It's nice. All about the alternate takes today, and we got some good ones lined up. If you weren't entertained by now, there's something wrong with you, because it's going to get better.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening? It's, if you're not entertained,
it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. And we got a lot of show to do. That means TL's got good stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. So I wanted to bring this up because we did a post on Facebook that I thought was just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We had like over 10,000 people writing comments and communicating with it, because we were talking about the live broadcast of Elvis's Aloha concert
right.
In 1973 on NBC. Mm-hmm. Now, all the information that was in the post came from Wikipedia or came from Google search. I obviously was only like six or something back then, so I have no idea, you know, exactly what was happening. I do have memories of that day. But according to Wikipedia, and people are debating this, but mm-hmm. we won't talk about that. They had enormous viewership. It was viewed by an estimated 1 to 1.5 billion people in over 40 countries. Yeah. Now, this is what everybody's arguing about. Not everybody, but you always have those negative ninnies that are on there. And one guy's saying the population wasn't even 1.5 billion. In 40 countries, you didn't have 1.5 billion people? I'm
right.
not sure I believe that.
No.
But again, I was six, so I can't really argue. But anyway, it was first broadcasted in the Asia countries first. Audiences in Asia and Oceania mm-hmm. saw it first on January 14, 1973.
They were the lucky ones.
Right. And then it was a later broadcast to 30 other European countries on tape delay. Now,
mm-hmm.
I said in the post, who was there? Who saw it? What are your memories? And here's some of the memories we have, because they're absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great.
One was, I was glued to it on my 9th birthday. So she must have been born right around that time.
Yeah.
Mama said we all had to sit down and be quiet, and we hung out in the kitchen and watched her watch him.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was kind of cute. Walter said, I watched it from South Dakota while I was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Another one said, I watched it in Asia while I was in the Air Force.
Nice.
Saw it in concert when it aired. Now, I'm not sure. We had a couple people saying they were actually there. One guy said he was in the third row.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? So I'm not sure if Susan means that she was actually there or she just saw it when it aired.
Yeah.
Another one says, I watched it live TV. A lot of people are saying, missing you, Elvis. Somebody said, imagine if this was the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that?
No controversy there, huh?
Yeah, right. Another young, she said, I was only six, but I knew it was coming. I had been listening and waiting for it for a month, over a month. And when it came on, I was glued to the TV with my parents.
Very cool.
I was 14 and I watched the concert for the first time in 1973 on Swedish television.
Sweden, okay.
In Sweden, yeah. Wow, isn't that cool? I mean, it just goes to show all these people. There's about 10,000 people on here. Right. That have a memory of either being a young child or they were a young adult and they either, you know, made it a point to watch it or some of these folks were there.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't even imagine being in Hawaii.
So people
that.
Can go over to our Facebook page and see some of these comments,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. If you want to tell us where you were at when the Aloha concert kicked off in January of 1973, come on over.
That's pain, Fred. That's hurt. That's pain.
Yeah. Now he's serious.
Yeah.
You hurt him.
Let's don't let a good thing die. When honey, you know I have never lied to you. Yes, yes. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Now, don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow's still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you've still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children's soul. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you've still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy, please. Don't cry.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Make it real long. Just keep going, huh? Hey, just keep it lasting as long as you want to. We'll keep saying it until you get ready to fade now. Cut, whatever you want to do. My tongue will be out.
Everybody in old jailbird sing that rock. Everybody in old jailbird was dancing.
There you go.
Well, that was different.
He was fading it out there. That's what he was doing. They said just keep rolling with it, and they'll fade it out, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first take for the single release of Jailhouse Rock.
Nice.
He did several versions.
That was different.
Yeah, he did the movie version.
Right.
Of course, that was the single version.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to hour number two, everybody, a Blue Suede Connection, if you haven't figured it out. It's alternate take show today. Everything you hear is an alternate version of the songs that we know and love. Some, mm-hmm. like I say, sound a lot like it. Some sound a whole lot different.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's all performed by the one guy that this show is all based around, Elvis mm-hmm. Presley.
Sure thing.
Also coming up on this hour of the show, who was the better Elvis? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about two particular people.
Yeah.
All right. Best Elvis cover. We're going to talk about that. And you are going to talk about an Elvis Willie Nelson connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll lead us to an alternate version of a song.
Yeah,
does that
absolutely.
Make sense? Okay. So anyway, it's all about the guy. It's all about the music. It's all about the alternate takes. Oh, we got a gospel set of alternates coming up in a little bit, too.
Oh, that's fun. That's can't wait for that. Good. I
yeah.
love that.
All right, let's stick with the 1960s here. Here's one. This is take number 12, his latest flame on Blue Suede Connection.
Hey, fellas, I didn't miss it that time.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck, he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of the latest flame. I smiled, the tears inside of the burn. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if
you'll lonesome the night. You know, someone said that the world's a stage, and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
No matter what take you listen to of that song, it's going to be pretty. It's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That was beautiful. That was take number two right there, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we always share groups and their opinions and their thoughts on best this, best that. UltimateClassicRock.com say these are the 10 greatest classic rock covers of Elvis Presley songs.
Okay, all right.
All right, now we've done Rolling Stones version and a couple other ones, but this is their particular version.
Mm-hmm.
They say number 10 comes in with Hound Dog by John Lennon from 1972.
Oh, really? Oh.
Heartbreak Hotel from John Cole in 1975.
Hmm.
Can't Help Falling in Love by the Blackmoors Knight in 2008. I've heard this is cool, Blue Suede Shoes by Jimi Hendrix from 1970.
I don't think I've heard that. Wow.
Yeah. We've played this on the show years ago, Paul McCartney's That's All Right from 1988.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we've played this before. We love this, Tom Petty, Wooden Heart from 1995.
Love that. Yeah, he's a big fan. Was a big fan.
Yeah. Number four, Mystery Train by The Band in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this version before. Number three is Don't Be Cruel by Cheap Trick from 1988. ZZ Top did a rockin' version of Viva Las Vegas in 1992.
Hmm.
You heard Jailhouse Rock by Elvis earlier, an alternate take. Well, Jeff Beck did it in 1969. They seem to think that's the best Elvis cover.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've heard people say that. Yeah.
So any of these songs, you can pretty much go to YouTube and find them over there and look them up. You can find and see what you think.
Exactly.
And if you agree or disagree with that list, let us know. All right, you cannot do an Elvis show without a little gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of alternate gospel songs. He would do them and say, I'm going to do a little bit better.
Well, I bet he was even more picky.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to kick it off with How Great Thou Art. Take number two on Blue Suede Connection.
Shout out. just what I do. The Lord wasn't looking by my side.
Well, I was drifting, and I was wondering. And Jesus found me. He heard me praying. And now I'm singing. Because I'm happy. And I don't know just what I do. If the Lord wasn't walking by my side, what would I do? What would I do? I'd be lonely, discouraged, burdened on the way.
If the Lord was walking by my side every day,
well, I'd be friendless. I'd be so helpless. Well, I don't know just what I'd do.
If the Lord wasn't walking by my side,
what would I do when the tears fill my eyes? What would I do when it's my time to die? If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day, my life would bring me. I'd be so happy. Well, I don't know. If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day, if the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let
him. First button on your left, Boots.
Tear it out by the roots. You want a clean break there, don't you? Here we go.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come at me easy. Well, I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come at me easy. Well, I've got a home on the other side.
Ezekiel went down in the middle of a field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Swing down, chariot, stop, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy.
Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side.
That gospel music, don't we?
Oh, that's gorgeous.
That was take number three, A Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. Now, if that wasn't enough gospel for you, right after these few words, we're going to come out of it into another gospel. One of my favorite Elvis gospel songs.
All right. That's nice.
And also, we're coming back with T.L., Willie Nelson, and an Elvis story.
Oh, nice. That'll be good.
Where's all this happening, baby?
Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you.
his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler who ran the backfighter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the backbiter. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. You may throw your rock and hide your hand, working in the dark with your fellow man. As sure as God made day and night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap the riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-time liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler and the backbiter. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with their neighbor's wife. Brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, to think that brother is going to work, you'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You'll run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on. Tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter, tell them God Almighty gonna get them down.
Now, that's a fun song, isn't it?
That is so fun. I love that song.
Swing Down,
I always
Sweet
have.
Chariot.
Yep.
All right, that was a take unknown once again.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what number that was. It was not the original, so
obviously,
we do know that
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
All right, baby. I like it when you take the mic and share lots of interesting things with us. So let's do it.
All right. So we're going to talk about Willie Nelson and Elvis Presley. And specifically, we're going to talk about the song.
I wrote again.
Funny How Time Slips Away.
Ah, good song.
Yeah. So Elvis Presley hit the top 20 on the country music charts in the early 1970s with the mm-hmm. heartbreaking Willie Nelson song written a decade earlier.
Right.
He pinned it. Funny How Time Slips Away in 1961 during a particularly productive week of songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
According to American songwriters, Nelson created the song while commuting from Pasadena, Texas to the Esquire Ballroom in Houston. Oh. That one week, in one week, he wrote Crazy, Nightlife, and Funny How Time Slips Away.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Willie's a super talented guy. He really is.
Yeah, I know. He I really love him.
He's what we call a national treasure.
Right. He says that in that one week that he wrote those songs, he explained, that's when I decided maybe I should go to Nashville.
Good for Willie.
Yeah. So he took off to Nashville in 1946 in a Buick.
Mm.
And he immediately went to a place called Tootsie's Orchard Lounge, where I'd heard was the spot to be if you wanted to find some songwriters.
Tootsie's was the happening spot.
I guess so. And he said, sure enough, it was the spot. He says, I wish I had known then what songs were going to do. Maybe it's better that I didn't. I made enough mistakes as it was. I had no idea that these songs would be as successful as they are now. And now Willie, like I said, had released the song early on, but Elvis picked it up in 71 on his 13th album, Elvis Country, I'm 10,000 Years Old.
Right, right.
Funny how time slips away. Nelson said he was reflecting how quickly love can fade. The lyrics are bittersweet. Rolling Stone reviewed Presley album, saying the core of the album and perhaps the core of Elvis's music itself is soulful gospel flavored ballads, Tomorrow Never Comes, and Funny How Time Slips Away, and I Really Don't Want to Know.
Oh, interesting.
Which is an Eddie Arnold classic. Yeah, Elvis really had a way, you know, of pulling old stuff and bringing it to the front.
He sure did.
Yeah. Bob Costas said, when Elvis came out, I was a disc jockey and I was playing country music. He came out and he was doing rock and roll or blues or whatever they called it back then. I got a little criticism for wanting to play it for some of the old diehards and in the wool Puritan country fans, but I thought Elvis was great. I saw him when he was in Vegas, but I never met him.
Well, let's hear a rehearsal version from the I'm 10,000 Years Old. Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he's doing fine. Lying like a fool. Heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. Seemed like just the other day. Ooh, ain't it funny how time slips away? Gotta go now. Guess I'll see you hanging around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. I remember what I told you. Time you're gonna pay. Slips right on. Slips right on. Away.
My back and run your free. mountain. How empty they can be. But when I hold you in my arms, that's heaven. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king. Your kind of love is a treasure I hold. It's so much greater than silver or gold. I know that I'd hold nothing if you should go away. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
I said earlier, Little Sister was my favorite rocker from the 60s.
Right.
That's probably one of my favorite sweet, slow love songs from the 60s.
Yeah, who doesn't love that?
It's close between that and Soldier Boy, which is a very similar type song.
Yes, yes.
You know, we wanted to say once again, you know, we have a lot of stations out there we're talking to about bringing Blue Suede Connection to that station.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one of those folks who listens every week on our show page, mm-hmm. if you'd like to have us in your town, in your local station,
mm-hmm.
we need your help. We need people to call their local stations that do play oldies and say, hey, we've got this great show called Blue Suede Connection. We'd love to have it on our local station, right?
Right, exactly. And if you are a station and you happen to be listening on some other station and you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at blue-suede-connection@hotmail.com or just come on over to bluesuedeconnection.com.
You want to do it again, E?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're rolling.
Two. One, two, three.
That's a gag. Father, we're charred in heaven. That's gas.
She's sitting right over there. I'd know that face anywhere. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face her. Just tell her Jim said hello. I'd like to pour out my heart, but I don't know where to start. I'd like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her Jim said hello. Just between me and you. Don't say I'm faking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her Jim said hello. Just tell her Jim said.
Hey, don't go anywhere, because take number one of Moody Blues coming up, and TL and I are going to have a little discussion.
Ooh.
A quick little discussion.
Okay.
All right.
Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
911.
Hey, TL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Help me, am I getting through?
scrumptious Wednesday and to another day again. Her personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person I thought I knew. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, your moody blue.
That's an alternate take right there. Oh, huh?
I love Moody Blue. I always have. Yep.
Title cut from his last album, Moody Blue. That was take number one right there. Just fooling around with it, learning the song. Okay, you know, you and I were driving the other day in the car, and we were just talking about Elvis, of course, a topic we never talk about.
No, never, not at all.
But then the movie thing came up. You know, two predominant movies on Elvis's life. There have been many movies made about him, segments of his Elvis and Beauty Queen with Don Johnson.
Johnson,
was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Then you have the Elvis and Nixon, the two different versions of that. But there were two films made directly on his life. One was the 1979 biopic produced by Dick Clark called Elvis, starring Kurt Russell. The other being the big 2022 movie, Elvis, starring Austin Butler, made by Baz Luhrmann. And it got us talking, who was the better Elvis? Now, I'll give my thoughts and you can give yours next.
Okay.
As production-wise and big-wise, you can't beat the 2022 movie, Elvis.
No, right.
That was a phenomenal movie. The sound, the picture, the quality. Austin's acting was fantastic. Then the movie from 1979 with Kurt Russell was very well done. And for the most part, it was accurate in most, you know, sense of the way. It was, you know, little liberties taken, but for the most part, it was on the money. And I thought Kurt Russell looked like Elvis. I thought he talked like Elvis. And at certain times when you look at him in the movie, you see Elvis. Now, for me, I love the Baz Luhrmann film, and I love Austin Butler. But the whole time I'm watching it, I don't see Elvis. I see Austin Butler.
Really?
Whereas Kurt Russell took me away. Kurt took me to Elvis. Especially the 70s with the longer sideburns and the hair.
Now, are you sure that's because we didn't know who Kurt Russell was at the time?
No, I knew who he was. The Disney movies and stuff, I knew who Kurt Russell was. He made the several Disney films and all. I was aware. Yeah, I knew who Kurt was.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I did. But again, even if I just watched it recently, scenes from it on YouTube. When that's what got me thinking about that. And I thought, you know, I love Austin. I love the movie. But I really think Kurt looked and played the part better.
Really?
But I'm not taking anything away from Austin. Now, that's my personal take.
So I'm still trying to wrap my mind around how you're saying that when you see Austin's performance, you still see Austin. I don't. I mean, let me ask you this. Have you seen any of Austin's movies before Austin played Elvis.
Yeah, I saw him in the Quentin Tarantino flick with...
And he has some natural...
Yeah.
But so did Kurt.
Yeah.
But still, when he, you know, stepped into that role, I thought he just simply became Elvis.
He did. He did.
And when I remember being, I guess I might have been in my early 20s when the first one came out, I didn't think he looked anything like him. I cringed every time they did a stage thing.
Yeah.
I think the whole... musically, in a jumpsuit, I did not like it whatsoever.
I will say Austin had the moves much better. Austin had Elvis's moves.
He had the moves. He had the music.
Yeah.
See, now in Kurt's movie, I think it was Ronnie McDowell.
Yeah.
So that was fine. But the way that Kurt moved and wore the jumpsuit, not that he was horrible, because I enjoyed the movie at the time, but if we're comparing it, which is what this conversation is now,
Austin Butler. I just think visually Kurt looked more like him. He's built like him. I think that
he's
similar. Yeah.
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
Elvis
on that.
Was skinny, just Kurt like
was
Austin.
Too back then. He was young.
Not as skinny.
He's not. He wasn't the big muscle dude he became later. You know.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Here's what I'm leading to. We have a YouTube video.
Right.
I think you're going to put that up very soon, if not before this is even out, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a whole thing on it. It's like a 3-minute video when hear about Kurt. It compares the two. And you learn about the movies, how well they did and how successful they were.
Uh-huh.
And we'd love for you to go to YouTube, watch this, and give us your opinion. Not on our Facebook page. Go to YouTube.
Right.
Watch the video. Subscribe, please do that. And comment. Let us know your thoughts.
In fact, you know what? I won't put it on Facebook so that not to confuse anybody. It'll just be on YouTube.
There you go. Okay. Let's get back into the guy.
Cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. We too blind to see. Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world. A hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. One night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. As her young man dies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Keep moving, dangling on the string.
is tied to the other end. I feel inside me as sure as anything. One day I'll do more to you than a puppet on a string. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end.
That's take number one of Please Don't Drag That String Around on Blue Suede Connection. Baby, do you have any closing words you'd like to share with our friends before we officially sign out?
We just love you guys. And, you know, we're always looking for input. We have been doing this now for like 8 years.
Yeah.
If you have an idea for a show that we haven't done yet, or maybe you think we haven't done it yet, we're always up for suggestions. 540-227-0514, bluesuedeconnection.com, and give us a shout out.
All right, friends, we're going to do this all again next week, and TL's going to say this with me.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.